Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Myanmar by U Ung Tae. This presentation was delivered at the FAO NACA Expert Workshop on Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, held from 8 to 11 February 2010 in Pattaya, Thailand.
So, I would like to present my presentation, Inland Fishery Resources. Yes. Inland Fishery Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Myanmar. we have inland fishery is one of the income generation activities. Fish and rice is an important food in Myanmar diet. Normally, Myanmar people like fish and fishery products, which are essential to the daily meal. And fish constitutes a major source of animal protein. Our Myanmar population is 57.7 million. Per capita consumption is 43 kilograms per capita per year. Nowadays, most of the country try to maintain the enhance their inland fishery resources in the future. Myanmar has a replenishing program since 1967. we started the enhancement, the release to the national water, major river, lake, dam, reservoir, even rice field also. This one our coast map. Myanmar is situated in South Asia between latitude 9 degrees 32 minutes north to 28 degrees 31 minutes north and longitude 92 degree 10 minutes east to 101 degree 11 degree east. Our total land area is 676,577 square kilometer. Our coastline are 936 kilometer east to west, mainland area, and 2,051 kilometer north to south. The border with the People Republic of China, and border with about 2,192 kilometer, and 224 kilometer with Laos PDR, and Thailand with 2,096 kilometer with Thailand. On the south by Andaman Seas and the Bay of Bengal. On the west, 256 kilometers with Republic of Bangladesh. And 1,331 kilometers with Republic of India. Our coastline are nearly 2,832 kilometers long. Continental shape of the Myanmar is 228,000 square kilometer. We have a river system and lake. So the mountain chain divide to the, we have a three river system, Iyawari, about 2,150 kilometer long, Sitong River. So can I show with the quieter? Oh yeah, that one. This one. This one our Iyawari River, and then Sitong and Tamnung River. Sitong River is 563 kilometer long, and Tamnung is 2,400 kilometer. The major tributaries of the Iyawari is Chinwin, that one. It's 844 kilometer long, that one. It formed the nine tributaries enter the Andaman Sea, the Iyawari River mouth is at that area. Nine tributaries enter to the Andaman Sea through the Bass Delta, 240 kilometers by 210 kilometers. Our major inland water resources is 0.6 million hectares. We have three large natural lakes. Inle is Shan State, near here, Inle Lake. And about 15,000 or 500 hectares. And Indoji Lake, and it's a kind of division. So Indoji Lake is 12,000 hectares, and the Indo about 28.5 square kilometer. Great division. We have inland fisheries. Inland fisheries is Indo with the rich and various marine inland fishery resources we have. Inland water bodies are 8.1 million hectares, 1.3 million hectares are permanent water. There's we have we call a leasable fishery, about numbers are 3,453 leasable fishery we have. It's produced about 209.72 thousand metric ton fish and prawns. We also open fishery produce 689.71 metric ton in 2008 and 2009. Inland fisheries are regulated by the provision of our one of the our fishery freshwater fishery law, promulgated in 1991. And also we have a mangrove. It provides the valuable ecological function such as shelter, natural habitat for various species. The emergent for buffer zone against a natural destructive disaster, and appear to be driven by government policy not to convert the agricultural land to aquaculture pond. In Rakhine State, upper portion of our Myanmar, Rakhine State, the categories of the we have a mangrove area is a secondary mangrove area. For inland fishery management, there's two major type of the fishery. We have leasable fishery, key fishing ground on the flood lanes. The peak season at the beginning of the river drawdown is called, we call that fishery is in also. In is a Myanmar language. Currently, 3,717 in Myanmar. 3,453 are still exploited. The leasable have been optioned every year. Now our DOF is extending the period up to 9 years to promote the long-term management. The lease is often seasonal in nature. We define as a fishery water in which fishing rights are granted under a lease issued by the DOF Myanmar. And also we have an open fishery. Open fishery is a riverine. All the other areas, including all type of operation, can operate. All the fishing gears require the respective implement license, we call implement. So some gears are located by tender system. So some gears are we issued by the tender. The fees are vary according to the production and capacity license fees. And so some small gears are free of charge. The policy is for complete coverage of license for all gear is neglected for small gear. And we concentrate on those people perceived as efficient for profit. Official instruction is all the license holders should be report their cash to the department office. We have a lake system. The largest lake is Inle, about 15,500 hectares, above the sea level, 1,200 meter. It is over. The shape is over and elongated and fairly shallow, with the maximum measure the depth of 4 meter. It is believed that had been formed 350 to 400 million years ago. Today, the lakes occupy the lowest part of the Yangshui Basin. It is thought to be a remnant of the much larger lake. The catchment area is 6,518 square kilometers. During the dry season, inlets of the water of inlets is clear. There's a rooted submerged plants growing. The pH level is 7.6 to 8.3. The soft oxygen is 1.7 to 10.3, and lower values are recorded at the near of the bottom of the lake. Estimated fish diversity range are 23 to 42 species. These include the endemic cyprinids and general inlet cyprinids and sauvoir. There's 18 endemic species, 12 of which are cyprinidae. Thus, there's a 50% specific endemic in inlet lake, making it one of the most important lakes in Southeast Asia for fish endemism. There's around 7 introduced species, grass carp, Leviohedras are regularly stocked by our Department of Fishery for control of the water plants. Before we introduce African catfish, has also been introduced to the lake and the surrounding for culture, but not the our DOF order totally banned. Another lake is Indoji Lake, which is situated in 180 km west-southwest of Michina. The area of Indoji Lake is 12,000 hectares. It is about 546 above the sea level. We have recorded the 43 species of fish from the lake alone, excluding the flow and flows. They consider that the three of these species, purposefully known we call the Pandius species. Now, and Berbers Michinae. And another species is Hapsiborbus Michinae. And Endostomata paradoxus are endemic to the lake. However, all three of these species have now been found in other localities. Totally 67 species were found in the Indoji Lake Basin. Some collected specimens were deposited to our Zoological Department of Yangon for identification. In addition, there are 7 species of cyprinids yet to be identified, and 2 species of Ambacidae, 25 species, and Endostomus paradoxus, which was collected from the northwest part of the lake. It was not present in the catch, even though the 5-mesh bass catch were used to catch. Fishermen said that it was not present in the lake at the Chaungwa, the name of the local area, on the Indoji Creek outflow. Fishermen said it was present in certain part of the creek and that it was being collected for aquarium trade. The fishing season is September to March annually. The fish catches in November to January. Major practices of resource enhancement and conservation are we have a 27 hatchery. The every state and division we have a hatchery 27, and we produce fingerling and replenishing the open water every year. Totally now in 2008, 2009, totally 740.7 million fishes are produced and released. There were follow-up activities of fish conservation area, improvement of fishery livelihood in Duya and Reservoir Fishery, Indra Township, Eavri Division, and this year, last year. A collaboration with the SIPDEP. It was activity in order to develop the demarcated fish conservation area. And improvement of the fish habitat, this conservation area is necessary. We improve the could be conducted means of installation of appropriate artificial habitat improvement materials such as wood, tree, branches, freshwater plants. Install the habitat. Improvement materials could be created in nursery and feeding grounds for juvenile and broodstock in this area. Our objectives: to establish a reservoir fishery fish conservation area in Duya En. To find out the bottom topography condition of Duya En by using hydrographic survey to demarcate a suitable fish conservation area in Duya En. To implement the right based fishery and fishery co-management toward the uplift of fish community groups. This one, one of the activities of the, with the seabed, we have the two women groups to train the income generating activities, the fish cracker and fish fry products for their studying the business. Women group from the another selected fishing village, Beijing and Paoju village attending this training program. They produced this kind of fish fry. We have a four law. In 1905, we have a fishery laws, and then we repeal the law relating to the fishing right of foreign fishing vessel in 1989, and after that, we produced promulgated other three fishery laws, aquaculture fishery law, marine fishery law, and freshwater fishery law. And also we have a notification for the conservation, two notifications. We have closed season. The entire fishery is closed during June, July, and August for spawning and recruitment for fish. This means that closed season can be enforced at certain area during the spawning period, and then fishing may be prohibited in certain area. Under fishery law 1991, the term of fish means the aquatic organism living whole or part of their life cycle in the water, thus they are spawned, larvae, fried, or seed. This expression also includes the aquatic plants, their seedling, and seed. Thus, the Department of Fishery, according to the Freshwater Fishery Law, theoretically has the responsibility of the managing all living aquatic and semi-aquatic resources. We also banned the destructive fishing method. The Freshwater Fishery Law prohibited some types of destructive fishing and activities which may have an adverse impact on fish stock, especially explosives and poison. And electric fishing are banned together with the sums and specific method and equipment. We have a annually releasing program. The DOF Myanmar has an activity which is the replenishing the fish seed to the natural waters such as a river, tributaries, large river, dam, reservoir annually. And the state gives the guidance for the replenishing activity to superior officer of the our DOF Myanmar. So this time we cannot provide, please see the, our people that there is a table 3. Annually we produce it. According to the guidance of the stage, and perform the replenishing activities with the guidance of the hours, the state responsibility. We use the replenishing this kind of species. So. And then we have also the educated program, and along the Avery River, we educate the grassroots level. The HRD project, this also that we contacted the four entities about the responsible fishing, the technology, backyard fishery, post surface technology, and rural aquaculture, and inland fishery development also. We made this kind of lecture at the activity size. 25 participants are attending at the activity size, and resource person from the subject also they participate, and then they educated and they gave a lecture. Backyard fishery post surface technology activities, aquaculture, in language development. There's a lecture, sir. Alternative income generating, the use of fish scale, delivery, leather, etc. Sustainable use or utilization. Fishery resources conservation. And inland fishery resource enhancement. And we have a policy, a national policy. And also national policy of Ministry of Livestock. And National Fishery Development Plan 2008-2009 to 2009-2010. We have a policy. I can rush it because of time limit. And we have also other plan. Our planning, capacity building, and implementation. This one is not not related about that. Our time. And sustainable fishery and agriculture, rural livelihood. And training and demonstration of various aquaculture techniques and so on.
Can come to the recommendations now.
London Sustainable Fishery Development, we have to collaboration with the NGO. Replenishing, we have an annually replenishing the activities. We, Myanmar DOF is one of the competent fishery sector, sometimes collaboration with another NGO and co-management with the will be utilized. We have an impact assessment also with another NGO and our department also we have done. And concerning a problem, a policy level, there's a no policy level, there's a no policy, constraint a policy level. After we have to explain, so after that they agree. Resource available and the cost sharing. In stock enhancement activity, sometimes I see availability is one of the problem we have. And another problem is the size of the replenishing site is too far. There's some difficulty we have to face. Implementation, transportation, electricity power, charges, we got the budget. Transportation also we have a constraint and problem.
Can you come to the recommendations now?
It's
enough time.
Technology advanced need. There's many techniques. We only Myanmar. We use stock enhancements about the four kinds of that this method we use. That we need the technology assistance for the other experience or expertise for other NGO for the long term development of the fishery.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.